Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio. Happy Hanukkah Live Studio audience is ready for 8 crazy nights and another tip and takeaway fun. Today's topics: wealth building, selling through relationships, stress buster tips, children with ADHD, and therapy for veterans. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Paul Vaughn, founder of Wealth Building Academy, Katrina Madewell, author of Selling Through Relationships, Professor Pete Alexander, the stress buster, Genevieve Gagnon, blogger of Two Clear Minds, and Josh Grieva, founder of Deep Sea Valkyrie. You know, it's only 13 days until Christmas and 20 days until the end of the year. Our guests today are going to provide some very important information so you can finish the year strong and make 2021 your best year ever. Boy, are we ready for that. Let's do this.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas.
It's Hanukkah. Here we go. We're here already. You believe it?
Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It's the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet 5 of them today. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. We've made it easy. The message that matter from the people you need to know about, those good people doing good business and good things. It's our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide you with real-life tangible takeaways. 5 guests. 7-minute segment, lots of quality content.
Everything's home.
Today's topics: wealth building, selling through relationships, stress buster tips, children with ADHD, and therapy for veterans. Before we bring on our few guests, just wanted you to know, each month we have a free giveaway. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. We're on 14 of them, so you got your choice. Or like, comment, and share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Just a couple clicks, a little typing, and you get one entry to win our monthly prize. This month, it's a $50 gift card for Amazon. And on Wednesday, I will announce the winner for November. Keep it simple. Just go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page. All the tabs to subscribe to the show are there, too. And once you're there, please check out who we are, what we do. Visit Reopen America Resource Center for all kinds of great free information. Join our community, become our partner, be a guest on this show. Listen to any of our 141 episodes, and they are some amazing guests that we have had on this show. Let us know which topics you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. Breaking news. Time Magazine has named Joe Biden and Kamala Harris Persons of the Year. Yeah, think it maybe should have been healthcare workers or small business owners who kept their businesses alive and their people employed during the shutdown? Hey, Time, the 90s called to let you know that that was the last decade your cover meant something. Ha! The Everything Home Talk Radio Show wanted to pay a little tribute to Joe Biden.
Every who down in Whoville was tired of hiding. Even the Grinch was tired of Biden. For Sleepy Joe stole the old Grinch's thunder. This Christmas, Joe Biden would pillage and plunder. Joe Biden capitalized on the COVID craze when he told the Who's,
"You cannot be traveling during these holidays."
When the Who's complained that he was no fun, Biden exclaimed,
"Tell that to all the people who went to World War I."
And Cindy Lou Who, she cries and she begs, but all Biden tells her is,
"I got hairy legs."
When the Grinch heard of this Christmas ban, he quoted Joe Biden and said,
"Come on, man."
So this Christmas, if you have a longing to get funky, sit down and ask yourself, what are you, a junkie?
Would you shut up, man?
That's true.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh.
That's great.
So, so funny. Oh, thank you to our friend Joe Piscopo of the Piscopo Show for that wonderful song. You can listen to Joe from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. weekdays on demand. Just go to his Twitter account for the links. And now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. It's 12:06, and I am on schedule and on time. Do you believe it, people? Today's topics: wealth building, selling through relationships, stress buster tips, children ADHD, and therapy for veterans. First up, Mr. Paul Vaughn, founder of Wealth Building Academy and host of the Wealth Academy podcast. Big round of applause, audience. Oh, Mr. Paul Vaughn, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Michelle, and how are you doing today? You're bringing the momentum, and I love it.
Oh, I'm trying, sir. I'm trying, sir. Two cups of coffee, and I'm fired up and ready to go. Ready to go. Got the heater on underneath the desk. That's why I turned that off in case you hear it. So tell us a little bit about you. Oh, actually, you know what I do before we start the show? You were in the Air Force, so thank you for your service. This is a big veteran platform, so thank you very much for doing that. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and let's then jump into the Wealth Building Academy and, of course, your podcast.
Okay, sounds great, Michelle. Thank you for asking. Again, my name is Paul Lawrence Vann, and I am a veteran of the United States Air Force, served over 20 years, 12 consecutive years in the Pentagon, and 1 year on Capitol Hill, and I still have my energy.
I love it.
After I retired, I became an entrepreneur, which I actually started working at the age of 10 in my parents' store. And I was an intern because they never paid me any money. So I learned about business, finances, and that's what I've been in my entire life, Michelle. I'm glad to be here with your wonderful audience and share even more.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad that we met through Linda Hollander's event, and you and I kind of almost instantly connected. We were like gravitated to each other, and we were kind of communicating on the down low when we're supposed to be paying attention to the seminar.
Exactly. It was a great time, though. Yeah, Linda's awesome.
Oh, she is. She's coming on the show on Wednesday, so make sure you tune into that. You get to. Yeah, definitely. She's going to give some great tips about sponsorships and really how to get people's businesses to the next level. So before we start talking about the Wealth Building Academy, so by being in the Pentagon, there's lots of secrets that you can't share, right? It's almost like it's a need-to-know basis and you don't need to know kind of thing.
Exactly. Thank you for stating that.
You can't let something slip, right? Not even a little baby secret, nothing.
Not even a baby. Well, one thing that did happen after I had left, I had a break in service after 8 years, and I went to work for Mobil Oil Company. I was recalled on duty, and I asked, "Where will I be assigned?" They said, "The Pentagon." I said, "You got to be kidding me! I love it." And about a month later, when I came back on active duty, I'm walking down the halls of the Pentagon. And this gentleman is approaching me, and he looks familiar. And it was General Colin Powell.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that was really cool. Yeah, that was really cool. So that was a great day.
And back then you couldn't whip out a phone and take a picture, and it probably was frowned upon to do anything like that back then anyway.
You couldn't do it. Absolutely, no. You could not do it. But I had that opportunity to meet him, And he really reflects a lot of very positive leadership as well, which is what I really admired about him.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got some great stories that you can't share. Damn it. God, people have secrets and they can't tell me anything.
Yeah. All right. See, I live about 8 miles from the Pentagon, so they could come and get me pretty fast.
I'm sure they scooped you up in those Suburbans but then again, talk about that. You can't talk about that. That's right.
One.
Yeah, can't. Need to know basis, and you don't need to know. All right, let's talk wealth building. That's the goal. You want to retire, and then when somebody tells you what the amount is you need to retire, you go, God, I'm going to be working for the rest of my life. So obviously the world's changed, and what are some of the tips and information that you're sharing with your clients and on your podcast about how people can kind of reignite that wealth building process again?
Yeah, that's a great question, Michelle, and thank you for asking. And one of the aspects of wealth that I talk about is that wealth is actually more than just money. In life, we would love to have love, joy, compassion, and different things such as that, but we know we need money for our basic needs, and anything above that is a bonus. And so one of the tips I want to pass on to people is for them to develop a mind over money mindset. And primarily what this does, it leads one to becoming debt-free and position them to build wealth and help them start a legacy wealth as well, not only for themselves, individuals, but also for their spouse, for their children, on and on. The second tip is to embrace financial mindfulness. And this is, of course, a part of one's entire life, their entire being, and it also encompasses peace of mind and helps people to manage their thoughts and emotions and lead to healthier, more awakened lives as they live in the present. So financial is a part of everyone's life, whether they have a lot of money or if they don't. It's still a part of it. And the third tip is for people, if they really want to get an extra bang for the buck, become an entrepreneur. Because it will give them there won't be any new normal in this economy as we know it today, but we can establish a foundation for the business at this time, and it will help set a precedence for later on. But it's a great time to be an entrepreneur because everything is going to be new. So it's a great time to be a part of it.
Lots of potential to reinvent yourself or kind of be innovative because things are changed. So, you know, kind of jump on that, open your mind a little bit. But as far as, let's just say, you still have to do hard work. You still have to put in the time. You have to put in the dedication, and everybody forgets that. You know, they think everything's so easy with social media. I'll do a post, and all of a sudden, business will come my way. Especially now, everything is so flooded. You know what I mean? There's so much junk out there, and you probably know this. It used to be something like you had to be in front of people 7 to 8, maybe 10 times in order for them to really see you or get an idea on what you do. And now I think it's something like 15 to 20 or 30. You know, the numbers are just out of control.
They have to go viral and digital and get on the Zoom calls and Skype and everything else. But you're right on point. Wealth does not come without work. There's just no way around it. And I was at a summit about 2 months ago, and I was talking to some people, and I told them, I said, if you want to start, do what I did. When I was in high school, I'm one of 10 children, 5 boys and 5 girls, my parents. And what happened, they didn't have enough money. My parents didn't have enough money to send me to college. So I actually received some money at my high school graduation, and then I got a job. And then once I went to college, I continued to work. I worked at UPS for 3.5 years, and then I went through the ROTC program and picked up another $100 a month. So it's through work that where I am today because I've worked all of these years. So wealth does not come without work. They're synonymous with one another. And then one of the things that people can do is set up a savings account, checking account, then have an emergency account, and then they want to start looking at some investments along the way, whether it's real estate or if they happen to decide to go with the online business, and that would be another great resource as well. And so those are some of the items that I pass on to people through some of my programs.
Great information, Mr. Paul Vaughn. I've got to end the segment. Like I said, I'm trying to keep on track with the schedule here. It's 12 14 p.m. Mountain Time in Arizona. You are a phenomenal addition to the platform. I thank you so much for being a partner. Do you want to give your best contact information? With it's the website, but we're going to have everything on our website all the time so people can always find you, and we're going to be promoting your podcast. So if you want to give your website or a link real quick, that'd be great.
Yes, yes. I'll give it to the podcast itself because people can learn a lot through that as well. So it's www.wealthacademypodcast.com. And they can also contact me toll-free, 800-341-6719. And then they can also go on the email, info@paulvanspeaks.com. And Michelle, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and I look forward to working with you and partnering with you in the future.
Oh, you are a wonderful addition. Yes, thank you so much for coming on. You're going to come back in January. We're going to get some more tips so people can get back on track and do 2021 the right way.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, your family, and your community as well.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great day.
Goodbye. Too. All right. Some information about one of our programs, Reopen America Resource Center.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
The information on this website is more important now ever than before as things are starting to shut down again, which is just insane. It also includes business organizations, networks, communities, employment opportunities, virtual events, live in-person events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join, personal and professional development resources, products and services, live streams, trustworthy nonprofits, coronavirus facts, must follow people, podcasts, and much more. Reopen America Resource Center. All the partners you're meeting today, their information's on there too. Everything's in categories. You can just click and then get the information, go network, grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference. It's all listed there. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the top banner that says Reopen America, and go for it, people. The information's there. We keep adding new stuff all the time. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Again, it is the one location for all the information, providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. All right, next up, we are going to have an author. Katrina Madewell is the author of Selling Through Relationships, Why Cold Calling Sucks, and Relationships Win. Audience, big round of applause. Katrina, how are you today?
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. When I saw that your book was Selling Through Relationships, I said, what a perfect partner for our platform, since we're all about partnerships, promotion, and relationships. You know, bringing in those good people doing good business and good things, and that relationship word stuck out at me, and I said, I've got a contractor. So tell us a little bit about you real quick, and then let's jump into your book, Selling Through Relationships.
Yeah, so I'm a Tampa native girl. I was born and raised right here, and I started out in the mortgage industry when I was 18 years old. I did that for 16, almost 17 years, and for about 4 years together, I sold real estate and did mortgages. And after the housing market collapsed and they were going through re-national licensing on the lender side, I just didn't want to do it anymore. So I elected to let my license expire. I didn't renew. And I said, I'm only going to focus on selling real estate from now on. And so looking back, that's been about 17 years. And the book, I'm a new author, so I just wrote the book. Literally, it just came out in the last couple of weeks. It's available at katrinamadewell.com. And essentially, it's not even on Amazon or anywhere yet, but it will be very, very soon. And the premise behind the book is talking all about communication and how that's the key to success, whether that's in business, marriage, or any relationships. And so you'll get a lot out of the book whether you are in sales, in business of any type, or you're thinking about a career in sales, or even people really, I've gotten some feedback on it that are not in sales, and say there's some pretty good relationship information in here.
And that's important. I mean, as I was mentioning with Paul previously, when everyone's relying so much on social media to connect, and that's difficult to even get in front of people, and you don't have that in-person connection. I mean, people have forgotten what relationships are, and they've also forgotten how to do the, well, I hate to say it, but old school networking with one another, because it's, you know, almost the days of being in front where you went to, remember the networking breakfasts and all the events, and people would hand the business card, and now it's connecting, social media, blah, 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 and you lose that. And people need the reminder because the relationships are what matter.
Yeah. So what you'll find in my book is a lot about how my business operates, and there's a lot of stories on many things that have happened with clients over the years. And what you'll find is that, you know, over 90% of my business is referred or past clients. And I talk about how that's how you build a sustainable relationship. You can cold call, but that's only going to get you so far. And it's going to be a churn and burn mentality, and you're going to get exhausted really quick. If you can't do what you love and be around people that you love, that's half the battle. And so I mention it even in the book. If I don't see myself being able to hang out with a client after we're done and either have a beer with them or be able to break bread and have dinner of some sort or a meal, then we're probably not a good match. And so, you know, get to a certain place in my career where I'm able to thankfully choose amazing people we want to work with.
I'm glad that you brought up the referrals, because unfortunately most people don't realize that in general, 97% of their business usually does come from referrals, but only 3% of people actually focus on some sort of a referral program. And even these big companies, they would rather spend the money and cultivate the customers that they have, their existing databases, than try to go find new people, because it costs so much more money to bring in someone new. You know, the acquisition cost is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So we forget
contacts. I talk about how take care of your people, you know, think about what your communication is going to be like with them after the sale, be a resource for them. Those are all the things that I've leaned on. And it's a lot different day and age than it was 20 years ago. So people could hide behind the glass feelings, if you will, but they can't do that anymore. So with everything out in the open between social media and reviews and online, you know, companies have to be more and more transparent than ever, and they have to take care of their people and their followers.
So what's some advice that you can give the audience now when they finish listening to the show to reach out to their existing or past clients, their database, you know, their followers, their friends, you know, the email list, even their phone list, that they could start kind of recultivating and rejuvenating those relationships?
Right. Yeah, there's an old saying, there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat, right? But
mm-hmm.
there's a couple different ways. I mean, you could either basically start by, you know, an alphabetical type system where you do, you know, a certain number or letter for that particular week or month. Or you could simply even start based on, you know, if someone is based, like we teach a lot on closed sales volumes, if you haven't talked to your clients, then start with the annual reviews. Go in and look where, what day they closed, and just work your way backwards and start building of a system around how you're going to follow up with your people. And so that's the thing. I mean, you got to have a CRM or a database management of some sort and a process and a system to follow up. But the biggest thing, and it's going to sound really simple, Michelle, but really it's just to start. So start somewhere and figure out a system that works. For us, you know, we have a lot of touches right after the sale, because that's when people need the most things. You know, many people might be new to a community. So if they're relocating here to Tampa and we sold them a home, chances are they don't know where anything is. So to be a resource for them and send them people that we trust if they need someone, that's invaluable. And it really helps people get connected into the community as well. So that's huge. And then that follow-up after the sale, and then the annual reviews, just checking in with people. How are you? What's new? Have your housing needs changed? With coronavirus, a lot of people have, you know, been laid off or furloughed. And so the worst thing you could do would be to take the bank up on these options of, hey, let's just table your mortgage payment right now and figure it out later. I think that's really, you're dancing with the devil in that, because a lot of these banks have no pre-written terms on what that repayment clause is going to be, and a lot of them are not just putting those payments to the end. So I would say read that paperwork very carefully, you know, make sure that you're in touch with them if anyone's listening that has done that with the bank. So for us, it's about being a resource and trying to meet people where they're at. There's a lot of equity right now in today's home values. So if someone that even bought, say, 5 or 10 years ago could possibly sell and pay cash for something smaller or have a significantly lower payment.
Yeah, it's almost like just rethink about making your life a little bit easier at this point. So, Katrina, can you give the website again so people can check out the book, Selling Through Relationships?
Yeah, they can get the book at KatrinaMadewell.com, and that is spelled Katrina like a hurricane, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, and Madewell like something that's made well, M-A-D-E-W-E-L-L, KatrinaMadewell.com, and it's right there. And if you want to check out our radio show as well, I would appreciate that. It's at TampaHometalk.com, and all of our shows go to a podcast as well. We talk about a lot of stuff in the homeowner space.
Perfect. And we're going to have that information listed on our website in addition to the information about your book. And once it gets on Amazon, let me know and we'll add it to our marketplace. That when people buy it through Amazon, 2% of the proceeds go to vets, pets, and kids. So thank you, Katrina,
That's
for
fantastic.
Coming on. Yeah, it's a great website, man. I'll talk about it here in a second. So I'll have you back on soon. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, all the above. Happy
Same.
New Year. And we'll talk yes. to you in January.
Same to you. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the support with the book. I really appreciate that. It's a great read. Hope you guys enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Katrina. Perfect segue into the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, which I just mentioned about the book. And we have a new campaign that we're doing, Books for Good, which I'll bring that up on Wednesday. But the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace is where you buy a product or service, and those companies donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners. One of them's on the show today, Josh Griva, helping vets, pets, and kids. Simple. Click, buy, make a difference. We've partnered with 57 well-known websites and brands like Amazon, Apple Music, Books, all the sporting organizations for all kinds of paraphernalia like the NFL, the PGA, the NCAA, the UFC, all of them. Constant Contact, Omaha Steak, Suzanne Summers, Spanx, Skinny Girl, American Flags, Fiverr, and many more. Our marketplace takes the concept of community-powered philanthropy to the next level by letting people like yourself donate to worthy causes without ever having to make an actual donation. You buy what you already want. You're already thinking about it, but you just got to go to our website first. So you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab. It'll take you to the platform, check out the products and services, and then pick whatever you want. And it has clearly labeled on there, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to vets, pets, and kids. You can make a donation by just being conscious of your buying choices and decisions. How about that? Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. Click, buy, make a difference. Again, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the marketplace tab. It'll take you there. And also for the books, they are through Amazon, Apple, and BAM, Books a Million. 2% of all book purchases in all different formats go to vets, pets, and kids. So please check it out, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And support our vets, pets, and kids. Never have to make a donation. How great is that? All right, so let's bring on our next guest. Bear with me here for 1 second, people. Bear with me 1 second. My next guest is Professor Pete Alexander, the stress buster who's protecting your health and empowering you to handle challenging situations with grace. He's also the host of the Winning at Business and Life podcast. Round of applause, audience. Professor Pete, my friend, how are you?
Michelle, thank you for having me back on the show. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you and I, when you had the when you came on first, you took me back to the golf course, and I had forgotten how much stress relief that was for me because I haven't played in so long. So I want to thank you for that, mm-hmm. and I'm interested to hear what we're going to be, what kind of information you're going to give today, plus I hope we have a little exercise that we could try out.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, I was thinking about, you know, since we're coming up to the new year and what do we want to do? So there's three resolutions that I think that we should all be looking at in for the new year to make this new year much better than the 2020 has been for a lot of us. And it all starts with one that's really hard for all of us to do, which is to resist the need to be liked. And, you know, if you think about it, there's a lot of times where if we don't connect with somebody, whether it's a coworker or, you know, or, you know, even somebody in line at the store, let's say, and you have this negative encounter, there's something about that where it just bothers us because it's like, wait a minute, how come that person doesn't like me? And it's the interesting thing about that is, we have to think about it this way, that we are not pizza. It's simply impossible to please everyone. So, you know, if you think about that, if you're not pizza, then so rather than spending all that energy on trying to win over people who don't like you for whatever reason, who knows what it is, spend that energy on more positive relationships with people who like you for who you are. You know, why waste your energy on the people that don't appreciate it? So that's, I think that's resolution number one to help you reduce your stress. Secondly is, you know, don't take things so personally, because when we take things personally, we're making it about ourselves. If someone says or does something that negatively affects you, just try and let it just slide off of you. The other person's actions, they're typically a reflection of themselves, not you. So, you know, instead of assuming that the other person, you know, have you ever done this where they intentionally affected you, they may not even realize that they bothered you. And then, you know, we let that negative emotion fester inside of us. So what I like to do is I like to have an activity where, and it's sometimes it's really hard to do this, but what you do, and you ask for an activity. So can you, do you have somebody in mind, Michelle, that, you know, within the recent past maybe irked you or, you know, rubbed you the wrong way for whatever reason? Do you have somebody in mind?
Yes. Should I not reveal the name to protect the guilty?
No, you don't. No, nope, nope. Don't have to reveal the name. So this is keeps it confidential. So
okay.
What you do, so to is you in your mind. So if you close your eyes, and what you do is you imagine that person standing in front of you, and you're standing or sitting face to face, whatever is more comfortable. And then what you do is you imagine seeing that person, and then you say to them, I forgive you, please forgive me too. And you imagine them doing an acknowledgement, you know, like a head nod. If it's somebody who's close to you, a family member or a friend, maybe it's something that you imagine hugging them. You know, whatever feels natural. But what it is it's the forgiveness exercise, which only takes literally 10 seconds in your mind. What that does is that reduces or can effectively eliminate the negative emotion you are feeling about that other person.
So I just did it. And
mm-hmm.
I felt my shoulders go down so that, you know, you weren't as tense because, you know, once you put that person in front of you, you're like, argh! And so my shoulders went down and I got, you know, the little butterflies in your stomach where you just go, not necessarily like I felt guilty that something had happened, but it was almost like, should I now pick up the phone? So I don't want to do that because that, you know, I don't know how the afternoon could go sideways. You know what I mean? Like I got a lot to do this afternoon,
absolutely.
So I'm not quite sure I want to do that. But it instantly I did feel different.
Yeah, and that it's really effective. And what happens is like for what you're experiencing right now, you might need to do it a couple times before you're ready to make that call. So, you know, obviously you don't want to do it now since you've got a lot of things going on. But, yeah, it's one of those activities that it's trying to diffuse the negative emotions. So, basically, you know, consider forgiving somebody who, you know, has and don't make it all about you. Don't make it personal. And the third resolution that I'm recommending for people in the new year is minimize contact with negative or toxic people. You know, life is way too short to waste your energy on those people who don't appreciate it. You know, so like we were talking about earlier about the people who don't like you because, you know, you're not pizza and stuff, focusing energy on those negative, toxic people is an energy suck. They are typically people who are seeking reactions, and if they don't get a reaction from you, they'll likely move on to another person who will engage with them. So if you minimize your contact with negative people, you reserve your energy for more positive people in your life, and that's who you want to surround yourself with. So that's my third resolution for the new year.
And I think those are great reminders for people, you know, stay away from those vampires and really focus on the ones that like you. You know, they always say, love the one you're with. Don't worry
Absolutely.
About the ones
and,
that
and,
don't
and,
like you. It's okay.
Exactly. And the energy vampire, that's a great way to use it. Because, I mean, we all know those people. Those are the people that, you know, they walk into the room and you can feel the energy go down in the room. And, you know, it's crazy. And so those are the people, you know, the thing is that if we're related to somebody like that, just because you're related doesn't mean you have to deal with them. That is not a license to
right.
for them to
right.
jump on you. So, you know, so similar to, you know, we can only allow those people to affect us if we let them affect us. So
yeah, well,
you don't
well
have
said,
to.
My friend. Well said.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
So we've got to wrap up the segment. I'm trying to keep on track here. Mm-hmm. It's 12:36 Mountain Time on Friday, TGIF. So, Professor Pete, you want to give your website real quick so that way people can reach out and get some great information during the holiday season?
Yes, absolutely. Go to PeteAlexander.com. I just posted today a article on how to keep peace when you're in isolation with the family. So can a few people relate to that with the holidays coming up? So,
you got it.
So go in there, and there's over 100 different techniques on the blog that they can try. And it takes just, you know, seconds, a minute, a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Professor Pete. It's great to have you as part of our platform. You're such an invaluable partner, and I look forward to talking to you in January, and we'll see if anybody did some of your tips and maybe made the festive season a little bit more festive. So thanks for coming on, and talk to you in January, my friend.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate you having me on the show.
All righty. You have a good holiday season. So that was Mr. Professor Pete, the Stress Buster. Little information about our Promos for a Purpose program now.
PromosForAPurpose.com. Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose is one of the five programs that we have on our website and our platform, the Everything Home Resource Platform. Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition, stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience. We're all about partnerships on this platform and program. It provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time, a purpose-driven business, which is now kind of my mission. I want to create more purpose-driven businesses. And as you heard the statistics, then we talked about it on the show on Wednesday with Kay McDonald, that's what businesses, the movement that is happening. It is something that you have to implement into your business because that's what the consumer wants and that's what the consumer is expecting. So visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Promos for a Purpose tab in the header. You get all the information. And we'd love to help you grow your business and share why you are the best at what you do. So the next guest that I have today, let me just check to make sure she's there in the queue. She is Genevieve Gagnon. I did a little fancy French because she is up in Canada. She's a public speaker and blogger of Two Clear Minds, a blog to help parents with children with ADHD, anxiety, and learning disabilities. Big round of applause for Ms. Genevieve, please. How are you today, my dear?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am good. I am good. So did I make the name too fancy, or is that, did I pronounce it correctly?
You know what? You actually pronounced it so well. I'm usually surprised because people usually have problems pronouncing my name.
Well, when I see that, I'm waiting. You know, unfortunately, when I'm typing, I can't add accents. But I was like, Genevieve Gagnon, hello. It's very friendly, you know.
Yes, yes.
So where are you? I know you said Canada. I just don't remember if it was what city are you in?
Montreal.
Yeah, that's the Maple Leaf, right? Isn't it Maple Leaf, something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
Canuck.
But it's cold here. It's cold here right now.
How it's cold in Arizona. I mean, it rained yesterday, so I think it dropped down to the 50s or 60s, and that's cold for us. But what are you, like 10?
Exactly. That's what I'm like. I would love your weather right now.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I actually wore a winter coat. I'm just happy I have some sleeves on now. Normally it's 140 here, so we're happy when we can actually wear sleeves. So let's talk a little bit about you. You're a very acclaimed public speaker. And then the blog that you've got, Two Clear Minds, I can only imagine the feedback that you're getting from parents who their kids are not in school and they have these issues where they need that in-person schooling. So a little bit about you, and then let's jump into the blog and kind of where things are and with these kids who need help.
Yeah, you know what? I was in the corporate world before, and now during this last year, you know, I've been a single working parent, like raising two kids with mental health challenges. And, you know, I decided there's a lot that I've learned through my journey, and I wanted to share it with families because I wish I would have had that resource 8 years ago when I was going through all of this with my children, when I was in the beginning of the ADHD, the anxiety, the learning challenges. So that kind of led me on the path to want to start this blog, Two Clear Minds.
You want to just mention the issues that your children have so people can relate more to your expertise in this?
Yeah, so one of my sons has ADHD, and the other one has anxiety and learning challenges.
So let's talk about the ADHD a little bit more so than the other two, just because, as I mentioned when we were emailing, I have friends that have ADHD, and it's so clear once you kind of understand really what it is, how apparent it is. I mean, how it is so clear that they have, I don't want to call it a disorder, but it's something that they have, a challenge that they have to deal with. And I can only imagine how frustrating that is for parents. And years ago, what did they do? They just threw the kid on Ritalin, right? And then they popped him in front of the TV and then, you know, went on their way. So I'm sure that's not the solution that you're advising people to do.
No. There's three types of ADHD, and there's the one that's the hyperactive part, which is probably easier to see, and then there's the inattentive type where you're just not focused and concentrated, and then there's the one where you have both of those aspects, being the hyperactive and the inattentive. And, you know, I honestly knew there was something that wasn't working, that was wrong, that just wasn't jiving. And, you know, I finally, you know, decided, you know, with my parental instincts, I said, you know, I need to go get him tested to see, you know, what are the challenges that he's facing, because I could see it academically and I could see it in school. And, you know, having a good communication with the teacher, I decided, okay, I'm going to go get him tested. And I think the most daunting thing is not knowing what they have, but knowing there's something. I think that once you know, okay, this is what they have, then after that you have to arm yourself with the knowledge. You have to apply the strategies. Just like you said, it's not just a question of medication. Some of them do need medication, but some of them, but it's not just, it's a holistic, it's not just medication. You need to apply certain strategies in life. There's things that they have to do to be able to overcome certain of the challenges they have in their day to day.
And do you find that sometimes, maybe not so much more nowadays, because it's obviously more well known and it's more talked about, where once the parent actually paid attention to the child and they actually had some interaction and they did things together, the ADHD wasn't as bad as before?
I would say that once you look at it and then you don't ignore it, because a lot of people, the biggest hurdle is the denial part. Once you overcome that and that you don't, you know, you don't ignore it, then you have to also say to yourself, this is not something that there's a quick fix. There's no easy, you know, shortcut, no easy solution. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
So when, what are some of the things that you noticed? So maybe that's, we could put that on the radar for the audience who have some children's where they're just kind of questioning, and maybe it wasn't something before that they noticed, but now that the kids are home and they're teaching
exactly
them, they're realizing,
exactly,
oh my God, we've got a problem, Houston. This is, how could the teacher have not seen this? Or maybe the teacher
exactly
didn't. They're like, they don't care, you know?
Or they have 30 kids, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're alone with, that's also the other thing, is that once I was alone with my child and, you know, having to do, you know, the school stuff, you know, you notice even more. You're like, aha, oh my God, that's exactly what the teacher was telling. But now you're seeing it 24/7, you know? So
yeah, you're,
some
you're
of the things
picking
were
up
like
things.
Some things were like the focus, the organization of thoughts, the you know, wanting to, the impulsiveness, what else was, getting on task is like, wow. Like how long it would take you to say, okay, we're going to start the homework or whatever, we're going to start, and getting them on task. Like I never really saw that much because I didn't have to deal with it, like, you know, every day at school all the time. But when you're having to deal with it all the time, you're like, you really see more of the areas of concern. So in a sense, I don't think it's I guess it's a good thing of the pandemic that you are more tuned to what are the areas of concern, and maybe it will lead you to go get a diagnostic.
Yeah, it's kind of you're re-looking at everything and you're paying more attention, and then maybe in some aspects, the children can get a little bit more help sooner than letting it progress, where you can tackle these things. But, you know, it's great now that you have this informational blog to Clear Minds. So parents, because you got a lot going on right now, your parents, you know, they're working from home, they're trying to manage all this stuff. And, you know, there's, you know, let's just say you're in a state where things are shut down, you can't do the entertainment, all that other thing. So at least they don't have to go through all the junk that's out there. They can go directly to your blog, get some information to make their lives easier and help their kids at the same time. So do you want to give that website real quick? Because we've got to bounce on one. Like I said, I'm trying to keep it on track here today.
Okay. So it's toclearminds.com.
Oh, that's simple.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about focus and attention span on that, but it's not, you cleared that up real quick. toclearminds.com. Well, Genevieve Lagnon, I appreciate you coming on. I think you're
an
incredible asset and partner to our platform, and the parents need you now more than ever. They just need that resource they can count on to get the information to implement it, rather than, like I said, going through all the noise.
Yeah, and anyone that wants to reach out to me one-on-one and ask me, I'm more than happy to help them out.
Yeah, I think that people will be willing to do that now because they're, after all these months, they just, I can't do this by myself. And if there's resources, well, then why reinvent the wheel? No reason to reinvent the wheel when the people and the help are there. So Genevieve, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
You too, and we'll talk to you in January when it's even colder in Montreal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye.
Everything's home.
Wow. How about those partners? Four amazing, amazing people. I'm telling you, good people doing good business and good things. That's what our platform's all about. And we're having five guests, 7-minute segments. Lots of quality content every Wednesday and Friday here on the Purpose Driven Partners segment of the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're going live. So if you're interested in becoming a partner, we'd love to have you become a member of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. It's free. The criteria, you got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business and you got to be doing good things. Can be a nonprofit too. Speaking of, our next guest is a nonprofit founder. And again, this whole platform is about partnerships, promotion, and relationships. We're putting everything in one location so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to go search for all the noise. We're bringing everybody together. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information to become a partner. Everything is on the homepage. I tried to make it so simple so you could just click the banners. Try to make it as clear as possible. Don't forget to also listen in, or listen, you're listening right now. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Everything's at the top so that way you never miss an episode and you never miss any of our great partners who are doing good business and good things because they're such good people. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. One location, all the information. Bookmark it, save it to your phone, make it your go-to place. Check it out. I'm telling you, there's so much information on there. And if there's anything that you want to learn about or people you want to hear from, let us know. We love feedback. We love to know what you guys are thinking, and we'll bring them to you. We'll add them to the platform. We'll add the events. We'll add all their stuff. We'll add their podcasts. Just making that one great resource for everybody. So speaking of nonprofits, our next guest is one of our nonprofit partners and one of the recipients of donations from the Everything Home Marketplace that I mentioned earlier. Josh Griva, the founder of Deep Sea Valkyries, is a nonprofit helping veterans through scuba diving retreats. Mr. Josh, I think you deserve a special round of applause from our audience. How are you today?
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good. So Deep Sea Valkyries, have you guys have just been flooded with people looking for help because, you know, people are home and bad things are happening. So
yeah,
what's
I think,
going on?
Yeah, 2020 has been a stressor for so many families. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. But in particular within the veteran community, what they're seeing right now is actually a substantial increase in veteran suicide. It's been a 40% increase in 2020 alone. And that's, you know, that's due to a myriad of things that a lot of people are facing, you know, but for veterans, many of whom, you know, they may have lost that sense of purpose. They had a career in the military. They get out for any number of reasons, and now they're being faced with a second career being removed from them. I almost went through that same thing with my paying job. I was almost furloughed from the airline. So I understand what they're going through. And so our mission is more important than ever now.
So they're almost getting it from both sides. You know, maybe they had some issues prior to, and now they're losing contact with people or they're getting laid off from their jobs. I mean, and now we're going through it, you know, it's starting again. It's almost like just when you thought we were going to get things better, depending obviously what state you're in, it's taken a turn for the worse.
Yeah, it's definitely been compounded, especially there's, you know, obviously, you know, tensions can be high, you know, around the holidays, you know, some families come together while for other other individuals, you know, the holidays can actually be one of the worst times of the year because they do feel that isolation, they feel that aloneness, and so we're looking at what, you know, what options we have going forward to provide the services that are desperately needed for the veteran community.
So nonprofits, obviously, this year has really hurt them tremendously because you don't have the events, you don't have the in-person meetings. I think you guys even had to postpone one of your voyages that you go down on the scuba diving adventure. So are we on track for the next one coming up, or is it still in limbo because of, you know, the uncertainty of what's going on? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So, and I might have mentioned it in our last conversation last month or whatever, but our 2020 retreat was postponed, and that was due to the Bahamian government having to close their borders and not allowing any flights from the United States in there. So it was a decision that was really taken out of our hands. We had all the safety precautions in place, and we were ready to execute our mission, but it just wasn't able to happen. The board of directors, everyone decided that we were going to shift our 2020 retreat to 2021. But realizing, like I said, you know, this mission is more important than ever. We're going to be holding a second retreat in 2021 that was planned several months ago. Our application window is open for that second retreat. It's open right now through our website. So we're encouraging any veterans out there that are in need of our services to apply, or if you know a veteran that is in need to apply. And we actually just received word that there's a possibility of conducting another retreat, not to the same scale as our normal summer one, so we wouldn't be servicing as many veterans, but we do have that ability in February. So we're kind of doing a fundraising blitz right now, reaching out to businesses, individuals, different organizations to see if we can't get the funding together to do this sort of last-minute retreat while also, you know, reaching out to veterans to see if there's interest in doing one because it is such short notice.
So is there anything that you can kind of implement into the audience's minds right now on what they should be looking for if they have a family member or a friend who's a veteran or somebody who really could be at a point where something could go sideways, or even if they're
sure.
Well, the veteran on their own, we just tell them, go check out your website and, you know, apply to do the retreat, or even at least find some counseling resources. But what can a family member or a person who knows a veteran, what should they look for?
Well, obviously, if the veteran has ever you know, expressed that they need help, encourage them to reach out to either the VA or other organizations that provide some sort of mental health counseling. What we're finding statistically is the vast majority of veterans that do commit suicide or do attempt to commit suicide, they don't engage in any mental health services. And so we do recognize, and the studies are showing, that the veterans that are engaged in these programs do, you know, they have a higher likelihood of success in their life going forward. You know, they don't resort to suicide as a last option. So if a veteran has ever expressed the need for some sort of mental health counseling, encourage them to get that counseling, encourage them to go and engage those individuals that provide mental health services. However, if you do have a veteran in your life, you know, there's some, you know, ways to recognize that they may need some assistance. You know, if it's a spouse and you notice they're having night terrors, or they're having, you know, those violent dreams, that they have, you know, some sort of emotional lashing out, or if the person that you knew went off to combat and came home a different person, there's just, you know, there's dramatic changes in their behavior. Those are all great indications. And when we tell our participants, you know, there's been this stigma around mental health for so long, to where people were seen as weak if they went and talked to somebody. But your mental health is just as important as your physical health. We go to the doctor all the time for, you know, physical ailments. You know, this hurts, that hurts. And the true, it's the same thing is true for our mental health. If we're going to get annual physicals for our bodies, we should be looking at resources to make sure that we're mentally healthy as well.
I think that's a great point and a reminder for people that you got to take care of both sides of it. So, Josh, can you give your website so people can learn more about your great organization?
Absolutely.
Deep Sea Valkyries, and also, share it so they could share it with people that they know, veterans, so then maybe they could join the
sure.
retreat or even support the organization,
yep.
You know, volunteer or write a check, people.
Right. So deepseavalkyries.com. I know it's all over your platform as well. We're on all the social medias. And generally we're doing, we're blasting out on the social medias and the website, the application. You know, there's plenty of information on the website. If there's businesses out there, you know, we do run a yearly publication. It's called Into the Blue. It's a magazine that kind of features what the program's doing. And we do, you know, we offer advertising space in there. So if businesses have, you know, advertising dollars that they're trying to chew up for the remainder of the year and they want to throw an ad in there, we're always looking for partners to, you know, partners to advertise, because all that money is going to directly go to sponsoring a veteran and providing them with that trauma counseling, which is really the foundation of this program. Yeah, diving's great. That provides a lot of physical well-being for the individual, but the heart of our program is the trauma counseling that they receive while they're on these retreats.
Perfect, perfect. So we're here to support you in any way we can. The partnership we have with you is wonderful, and thank you for everything that you're doing, Josh. Tell NASA and the kids I said a Merry Christmas, and I'm looking forward to talking to you in January.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas, and thanks to everybody out there. Be well, be happy, be safe.
You got it. You got it. All right, so you've been listening to Everything Home Live Talk Show Radio segment, Purpose Driven Partners, where you're meeting some good people doing good business and good things. I want to thank everyone for listening every Wednesday and Friday at noon Mountain Time. Our numbers for these segments over the past month and a half have been literally off the charts. There's lots of comments, topic suggestions, recommendations, so please keep them coming. Follow us on social media. Let us know which topics you want to learn about, who you want to hear from. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the links and banners, graphic, join our community, participate, tell us what's going on. And a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their episodes and information are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's on the homepage, the Partners and Patriots tab. Go check it out again. It is lots of incredible information. We don't want you guys having to reinvent the wheel. It's all there, one location, all the information. It really has become the ultimate resource platform. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, all the guest information, and so much more. Everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Because you know why, guys? Make it a great day. Have an awesome weekend, because you deserve us. And tune in next Wednesday at noon Mountain Time for another episode of our live segment and meet some great partners.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.